Welcome, dear listener, to the Spooky Songs Podcast, your home to all manner of beats that go bump in the night. Join us as we scare up the stories behind some of the spookiest songs ever recorded. And now, here are your hosts, Levi Bushew and Edgar Dieterman.
Welcome to the Spooky Songs Podcast, home to all the beats that go bump in the night. We are your hosts, Levi Bushew and Edgar Dieterman, and we are here to discuss songs that play into themes about horror and hauntings, murder and the macabre, and deranged cannibal butchers. We will keep you supplied with all the tunes to keep your playlist stocked with haunting hits all year long.
Since Thanksgiving is coming up, we thought we would make an episode all about food. But since we're a couple of ghouls, we're going to be doing a cannibal episode.
The cranberry sauce is people.
And don't forget your yearly viewing of Thanksgiving. No Thanksgiving is complete without a turkey sex scene with a gravy-flavored condom.
I know I've seen this movie, but I've somehow completely blocked it out from my mind. Like, my brain just went, nope, you don't need that in there. We're going to get this out.
Well, show us what your brain doesn't have a problem with. What's your pick here?
All right, so my first pick is about a restaurant, but not Alice's restaurant like I usually listen to on Thanksgiving. But this one's going to be like, kind of imagine the Titty Twister from Dusk Till Dawn, but if it was a barbecue joint in the South.
Barbecue sauce is about the only venture Danny Trejo hasn't gotten into.
Yeah, and that's the subject of the song Big Town Banky Blaine's Rockabilly Barbecue by Bear Ghost, where we get introduced to a barbecue joint where people are forced to fight for scraps dropped by the restaurant patrons above. Oh, and the barbecue is people. So yeah, it's a heavy-handed metaphor for capitalism, but damn, is it a good cannibalism song too. So here's Big Town Banky Blaine's Rockabilly Barbecue by Bear Ghost.
Cooking, smells to me just like a plebeian feast. Bring on my dad, prosperous behind it.
Flavor, flavor.
Come on down, bring your family. What's the one you wanna stay up for? Just one holds a piece of paper to a T.
It's time to rock and roll.
Elvis looks
mad, his opponent is reeling.
But we're protected by this glass ceiling.
Knock 'em silly.
First of all, I would like to commend you on getting through the name of this song without stumbling.
It's a lot of ba-ba-ba-ba's and ca-ca-ca-ca's. Yeah, it's tough.
And in second,
too.
Right, I was shocked. And then second of all, well, look who picked ska this week.
Oh, I know it burns, but I don't know if this technically counts as ska, because like, if you're not doing that little skank dance with like a trombone or a trumpet in your hand, I don't think it really counts.
Yeah,
like, I don't think anyone in this band wears a pork pie hat.
Yeah, or very thin suspenders. But like, their music style is almost impossible to describe. It's like prog rock, punk. It's got some chip tune. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, it's basically Devo if they like played the Nintendo. Like, it's kind of what it sounds like. Sure.
So, kid me would enjoy the hell out of that.
Adult me enjoys the hell out of this. I
that's
love it.
Fair.
All right, what do you got coming up?
Today, I'm bringing you a hit from a guy who was born way back in fucking 1920. Roy Brown was born in Louisiana and led a pretty crazy life before ever even getting into music. He was a professional boxer in the welterweight division, failed to join the army because of flat feet. That's the opposite of Levi with his McDonald's arches has.
This probably explains why I can't dance, because the shake machine's always broken, huh? Get it? I'm the shake machine.
We get it. And then finally covered There's No You by Bing Crosby in a nightclub to kick off his professional singing career. This guy had a ton of ups and downs, from having 15 hits on the charts from just 1948 to 1951 alone, to being arrested for tax evasion, even though Elvis wrote him a check on a brown paper bag.
Probably one of the wrappers of one of his sandwiches, I bet.
But I think the best thing this guy ever did was give us a flat-out fucking insane song that has been featured in multiple Fallout games, Butcher Pete.
Okay, so you gave me shit for doing a ska song, but this is by far the oldest song that we have played on this show. So who's the old guy now?
I mean, but to be fair, a hackin' and a whackin' sounds like a good weekend, honestly. Like some good, clean fun, you know?
It's weirdly interesting because it kind of sound. It reminded me of that on South Park, did this song called, like, Just Tell Them That I'm Jackin' It in San Diego. Hackity, schlackity, schlackity, whack. It sounded like that.
There are parts of that song that sounds like they had this in mind, and those guys are nerds. Maybe they played Fallout, love that song. It's a good big band song. Like, it's so upbeat.
Yeah, it makes you want to do like the Charleston or like the Lindy Hop or whatever it is to a song that's about killing women in your butcher shop. Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, stay on top of your taxes, though. Like, you don't want to be a real criminal.
Yeah, because Elvis ain't giving you money. Hey there, Butcher Pete. You want half of this peanut butter and banana sandwich? There you go. That's the best Elvis impression you're going to get out of me. Okay, we usually each pick one song for these things, but I think this one's going to count as a co-pick because it's just so damn awesome. This is a nice little blues, really grassy kind of klezmer mashup from a band called Caravan of Thieves, which is a band that I can't believe has opened for both Emmylou Harris and the Punch Brothers. Like, these are both serious bluegrass bands, and they had just like these goofy weirdos that see, like, every single song is about ghosts. But anyways, here's Eat You from Caravan of Thieves.
'Cause you're my chocolate covered strawberry, 'cause you're my pipe and hot pastry, dreaming about the moment that I own you, love you to the bone. 'Cause you're my vicious but delicious cheat, a heart attack, lips smacking sweet. Don't deserve you either way, I'll serve you. Finally I got the nerve. I go hungry every night, not this time around. I'm gonna eat you, you're my desire. I'm gonna sharpen all my teeth and build a fire. I'm gonna eat you.
Man, that is a weird and fun mashup of like 50s swing and Russian folk music. I sure can tell you haven't donated to Ukraine.
Whoa. You're the one with the hammer and sickle tattoo. But I bought a coffin-shaped wallet with Nosferatu on it from Ukraine. It took 3 months to get here, but I'm doing my part.
Wee-you, 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 wee-you.
All right, that means it's time for our new release alert segment where we tell you about new songs that we love and that we think you'll enjoy as well. Tell us what you got this time, Ed.
This is a new song by Silver Sun Pickups off of their album Physical Thrills, and it's called Scared Together.
And here's my pick. It Isn't Just a Phase by Freddy Versus. They're one of my favorite local St. Louis bands, and this is from their new album, The Projectionist. Let's give it a listen.
Be a wolf. To be a man. It's not the same to be a wolf man.
Thanks for listening, geeks and ghouls. This concludes our episode of the Spooky Songs Podcast. If you would like to reach out to us with questions, comments, or requests, feel free to send them to spookysongspodcast@gmail.com.
You can also keep up with us on Instagram at Spooky Songs Podcast, where we post a new spooky song every single day. We will also post hints to the next episode's theme and talk about new release alerts there as well. If you like what you heard, please give us a review and follow us on the podcast service of your choice. And if you have friends that you think will enjoy this podcast, let them know about us. Word of mouth is without a doubt the best way to help this podcast grow and build a community of people that love spooky songs.
If you want to hear a version of the podcast with songs played in their entirety, listen to us on Spotify. Their music and talk format allows us to play any songs we feature without any edits.
Finally, thank you for listening. We hope you come back for new episodes on the first and third Monday of each month.